Next up, Louder, Dancing in the Moonlight on KCR 106.7. It's our launch day. Actually, in Studio One here at KCR, what we've actually got, if I lean over here, we've got something called the Radio Handbook. These are all the rules that those presenters here at KCR have to abide by. And we're ignoring them today. Launch day today. Terry Linnane does Drive Time on KCR. I do The Breakfast Show. And in between us two, it's this guy, Brian Cullen.
Hello, turn the microphone on.
It's on.
Hello.
Are you on this one? No, go on. Anyone you want, mate. Anyone.
Shall I come round?
There we are. It's that, right, we've got it right. It's that button there.
Hey, this is good. How long have you been working here, Mike?
Oh, 3, 4, maybe even 5 minutes.
Yes, good afternoon, anyway. Hey, listen, we're launched.
On.
We're on.
We're live.
That's fantastic. And what we must say is thank you very much indeed to everybody who's been ringing in, because over the last few weeks that we've been test broadcasting, the phones have been going mad. As soon as we give out that telephone number, they've been ringing like nobody's business. So thank you very much indeed, and just keep it there, 106.7.
And the phone number is...
Indeed. Anyway... Don't ask me hard questions like that.
My number is 0151-290-1501. I don't profess to be smart. I just profess to have a mouse mat in front of me with it written on. The fax number, 0151-290-1505.
Am I going to introduce this record now?
You can do, yeah.
Oh, cheers. Can I just say that everybody's outside having a wonderful, wonderful time, but we want to try and bring part of that partying into here, you know what I'm saying?
And we've got loads of champagne and everything here, and the only person I think who hasn't had a glass...
Is you.
Is me.
Oh, we'll get it sorted for you, Mike. Music from the Beatles, then.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.
The Beatles on KCR and All My Loving.
I will send to you.
Cheers, Michael.
Thank you. Weekday wakey wakey between 6 and 10 o'clock with me. Weekend wakey wakey we will...
How are you, sunshine?
I'm all right. You?
Yeah, not so bad, mate.
But you've had some champagne, haven't you?
I have, actually, yeah. Yes. I've been supping it since about 10 o'clock this morning.
I'm getting very annoyed about this. Inferiority complex. What do you think of it, then?
It's fantastic, isn't it? There's such a buzz around the place, you know.
Very exciting.
It is, yeah. And Mr. Dodd in the building.
Mr. Dodd, who will we be talking to shortly? Who are we doing between 2 and 6 this afternoon?
Is he? Just think we'll be able to put it out.
We'll try our very best, Casey. Our weekend breakfast, what's on that?
A bit of mix, really. Some great tunes. Kids Challenge. Children allowed to come on the airwaves.
You're bigger than them, though.
I know, yeah. I know.
Just
we'll
a bully.
Right. We'll be all right. So obviously, we've got to get a couple of kids on the airwaves. We're going to have a little competition. And also, you know, chances to win. What's on?
Bags of fun.
A great way to wake up of a weekend.
Do us a favour.
What's that, mate?
Say Baby Love and the Supremes.
Baby love and the Supremes.
Thank you. Dana Ross and the Supremes on the radio station that plays the best of yesterday and the best of today. The only radio station, by the way, where you can hear Carl Roscoe in the evening.
Don't forget the FM bit, Mike.
The FM.
Carl Roscoe FM.
Carl FM. I thought it was your middle name.
It's been a long-standing joke, that, Mike, hasn't it?
It has. From
the days of hospital radio, and it still stands today.
It does. What's on the in the evenings?
Well, 6 till 10 tonight. We've got a great lineup of music, as always, on your favourite FM. And a little bit of nostalgia as well. We're going to be looking at one or two things that happened on this very day from years ago. We've got a couple of true but bizarre stories. And all sorts of bits and bobs.
You're old enough for nostalgia, aren't you?
I am, really, yeah. I'll take that as a compliment.
You certainly can. Carl Roscoe tonight, 6 till 10 on KCR.
KCR 106.7. You never know what's coming next.
Lana Richie and My Destiny. It's like, I tell you, the radio rulebook just goes out of the window today. We did have one, but we thought, well, better of it, we won't use it today. At this point in the programme, I was scheduled to talk to our head of sport, Aidan Bracken, but we've got someone far, far better looking.
Oh!
You?
Oh, yes. Well, thank you very much.
Well, not him, you.
No, by Jove, yes.
How are you, Ken?
Very well, young man, very well. It's amazing, you know, Mr. Mike, that your listeners must be sort of trying to picture you, because a voice, you have to put a picture to a voice, don't you?
You do.
And they probably see, when they hear that rather dark brown voice of yours, a very, very attractive voice, they'll probably see a man of 6'2", you know, rippling muscles, you know, And yet,
you're not a very good painter,
and
are
yet
you?
Here you are. Yes, I won't disappoint them, no. No, I think Mike Taylor, no, you're not a bad lad, yeah, yeah. It's like one, I've got all these funny haircuts, I see. Yes. Who did that to you? I mean, did you get the number of the car? That's an amazing haircut, that. Does your wife, are you married to Sheffield?
I am married, yes.
Does she Velcro to the headboard?
She all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah. This is a very exciting day.
Very
thrilling day, yes. KCRCR. It's remarkable. It's a beautiful studio. All you got to do now is pay for it. So it's a secret between you and MFI. There's like, no, it's a beautiful studio and it's a lovely station. I'm sure it's going to be a big success because the people of Prescott, Knowsley, Nottingham, and all stations to Rainhill and Grafham Hall.
Can you get us in Nottingham, by the way?
I think so. Yeah, sure. We listen to you, Nottingham. This is all start. It's all started about 20, 25 years ago, you know.
Indeed.
Although it's a brand new station. Used to be a little man. We used to do the Briar's Hay, Summer's Fate, you know, Garden Fate. That. And little man was always in a little caravan. Annoyed in a little caravan, doing the radio thing, which I, and come and be an interview, Dottie. Come and get to, and you're a pain in it. He was, wasn't he? No, he was very persistent. And when you went to the caravan, it was always full of girls. Yeah, he was the only radio presenter, but in there it was full of women. There was girls coming out of the wardrobe, girls, and all girls. And I said, who is this? He said, Ray Ferguson.
Hello.
Now, Ray Ferguson, he is the sort of the architect, he's the midwife for this station. He is the architect. He's a remarkable young man. If you look at me, you'll find he's got one ear bigger than the other. That's through being on the phone a lot. Yeah, when he gets his teeth into you, he never lets go. And he's like, he's a remarkable young man. And he is the sort of, this is his dream. Well, his nightmare, I think, when he sees the bills. But this is his dream come true. And I think everybody today wish him well. He hasn't been too well lately, so he's even made himself ill. So worried and stressed. So and nothing in the world's worth getting that stressed about.
So you've had an exciting day. This
very, very much. All your guests here this evening. Some fine young lasses here. Some very, very, very shapely girls. I don't know how he pulls. This Ray Ferguson. He keeps doing it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what his attraction is. But he's got women here. There's lads here that used to have muscles. It's unfortunate. It's all turned into. Well, obviously, I think this is a cross between a radio station and a gym, I think. Because they all seem to be on exercise machines.
This is true.
Are you happy here?
I'm very happy.
And rumour has it that before Christmas you might even get paid.
Well, I'm hoping so.
But,
I mean, to be fair, yeah. Ken, what they haven't said, to be very fair, is which Christmas.
Yeah. I think at the moment, I know they've got a big bonus for you today. You've got some money off coupons. And you can get a free ride to Blackpool.
On the Shara.
Uh-huh. Now, what sort of stuff are you going to play? You're not going to play all this rubbish, are you? This hangy-dang-dang stuff, are you? Hang-dang-a-dang-a-dang-a-dang. What's some good song, decent songs?
What we haven't got any garage. I don't know, are you into garage at all?
We've got an up and over. I've got a carport. No, you see, over the years, don't forget, I've been around a long time. You know, I'm old enough to be your father. I probably am. But I've been around a long time, and I've been right through all the different phases of music, right back to the days of all the big band stuff. That's what I like. Have you ever seen that? There's a new film, a video, with Lisa Stansfield in called Swing.
All right.
Oh, if you want to see a great video, there's some great music in there. I like swing, big band stuff, yeah.
We may play some.
So I've got to have some of that. No, none of this hangy-dang. And this rap thing. Rap. Are you sure they haven't missed a letter off they haven't missed a letter off the front of it? I don't think it should be called rap. No.
I'm sure you mean trap, then.
It's something like that. Yeah, the Von Trapp family, yeah. Eminem. I thought they were little sweets. No, they can do without the rap. It's every decade, every generation has to have its own special kind of music. But I think it should be music. You know, music is a beautiful thing, the most wonderful thing in the world. Whether it's classical music, I love good singers like Giggly and Pavarotti, and I used to be his choreographer. And the German lady, the beautiful singer, Elizabeth Schwarzkopf. If you translate that to English, it's Betty Blackhead. But they are real singers. These are people who take their voice and train it to be an instrument. Then you have the great song stylist, the vocalist, people who can really act a song even better than Pavarotti, or other than people like Sinatra. And the greatest of them all, in my book, was Perry Como. I thought Perry Como was absolutely wonderful. The way he could phrase a song, absolutely brilliant.
That's the sort of stuff.
So that's my little stub speech. I'll get off my soapbox now.
You've had enough.
So you play some good music as well. Play some middle of the road stuff.
Middle of the road.
I do a lot of middle of the road. I've got tire marks all down the back of my jacket.
Middle of the M6.
Yeah.
You're one of them in the middle lane, are you?
Yes, that's me. That's me.
Nuisances.
Yes.
Should we play some Irene Cara, Ken?
Who?
Irene Cara.
Oh yeah. Is that cough medicine? Tell me if you cough sweet, then. Go on.
Play some of that.
Do it, lad. I'll tell you if it's any good.
And Flashdance. Ken Dodd, will talk more to him between now and the next couple of hours on KCR 106.7. KCR 106.7, your favourite FM. Thank you to Ken Dodd for joining us this afternoon as we launch the UK's newest radio station, the station that will play the best of yesterday and the best of today. And what he's actually left me with is this over here in Studio One at KCR, a Ken Dodd genuine, official, red, white and blue tickling stick, which we'll actually give away on air this afternoon. If you can ring me now and speak to Claire Johnson from KCR, speak to Claire, 0151 290 1501, 0151 290 1501, call up, call KCR, speak to Claire Johnson and tell her three Ken Dodd records that got in the charts. Three Ken Dodd records, and we'll do them. And the first one to call in gets themselves a KCR 106.7 FM sticker and also the Ken Dodd tickling stick. Red, white and blue, we'll give that away here on KCR 106.7.
Mike Taylor, KCR.